What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Random Cool Show, the Jam and Nacho Random Cool Show. I go by the name of Pajama Jay, and I am accompanied by my best friend. Sir, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hey, Jam T. This is Notch. Derek, how's everybody doing? It is, we're in the second week of January?
Second week,
let's go. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Just, you know, getting into the groove, not really doing any New Year's resolutions, because I feel a lot of people fail when it comes to resolutions because we set our goals so fast and then we fall off to attain them instead of going at them slowly. But, you know, doing the best I can, doing everything I can, and just trying to hit mile markers in my life. But what about you, sir?
That's same. I didn't take New Year's as a resolution type day, or hey, let's go to the gym and pack it up or stop doing this and that and everything. Usually when I put my mind to something, I could usually do it. You know how I stopped eating red meat or drinking for a while. Same thing with caffeine. I don't think I've had caffeine in almost three years now, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, this year is just trying to better my mental states and be happier. So it's not like I'm going to put it on a piece of paper and do it. I'm just going to go after it, see what's out there, and take 2024 as it comes. I know I'm going to give you a heads up real quick. I don't know if you've heard, we're about to get a Arctic front, which is pretty crazy.
Yes, we are.
It's crazy. I live in Parker. You live in Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it only hits from Springs North. You guys are actually getting impacted more than us, but the degrees with wind chill, supposed to be colder up here, but to see Pueblo actually get affected, stay warm down there, guys.
I'm telling you, because Sunday, I think it's supposed to be like -3 or -2, and then Monday is going to be like -9. And those are the lows, and the highs are, I think, maybe the teens one day and then single digits the next day. So I'm like, damn, I'm not ready for this.
I was not ready for, but... It happens. Did you hear that Miami is playing? I know we're jumping back and forth, but Miami, the Dolphins, are complaining, and so are fans. They're saying that they shouldn't play Kansas in Kansas because it's supposed to be -18.
Yep, I saw that.
I wanted to get your opinion. Me personally, I think Miami shouldn't be complaining whatsoever, because when you play in Miami, the stadium where the home team, which is the Dolphins,
mm-hmm.
they get the shaded area. The away team gets the sunny area. Sometimes it hits 110.
Okay.
So why are they complaining because it's -18? That's an advantage for Kansas.
Exactly.
They shouldn't be complaining. They should play better.
And here's the thing. It's home field advantage.
Yep.
If you guys have the better record, maybe it'd be different. But it comes down to the simple fact, this needs to be a true, like, playoff game. Like, don't complain about it. Like, get ready. Don't come out there trying to be beast mode with, you know, not wearing any thermals. Like, dude, if I'm out there on the field and it's going to be negative degrees, I'm not going to try to be Mr. Tough Man. Like, I'm going to throw some long johns on. Like, I'm ready to play, but shit, I need to stay warm. Like, that's where mad injuries happen. Like, are you kidding me? Like, yes, it could be always sunny in Miami, not in Philly, but come on, bro.
Yeah. Come on. Be like Buffalo, Miami. Enjoy it. Buffalo, I don't know if you saw that. Their stadium is packed full of snow.
Crazy.
They're actually asking fans that have snow shovels, hey, we'll pay you $20 an hour the night before. Help us shovel out the stadium because it's going
to
happen.
Because they're used to that gameplay. Yeah. So it's like, come on, Miami. Like, you guys play in great weather every season. Why can't you play with how everybody else plays in different kind of weather?
And I don't even like
Kansas. The best.
Like, I'm gonna be rooting for Miami, but at the same time, like, don't complain. And I don't understand how fans are complaining. Like, it's football. It's going to happen. Weather happens. That would be somebody complaining about coming to Denver and saying,
of course,
I can't play here because of the altitude.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, you're going to play in the altitude.
Yep. We're going to play somewhere where it's sea level so we can all breathe. I'm like, well, bro, we're pros. Like, shouldn't be ready for any kind of terrain, any kind of, you know, complications that it may be. Like, we're pros. Like, we should be tested for this. This is why we pay money for trainers. This is why we pay money for dietitians, like, coaching. Like, come on, man. Like, you guys get paid top dollar. Let's make this look top dollar.
Exactly. But it's pretty crazy to hear all Front Range is going to be the natives. So yeah. Please stay warm out there. I tend to keep little tabs on what's going on in Pueblo, even though I don't live there. I still have family and friends out there. I did see that you guys had 4 homicides in like 7 days.
Bro, oh, Pueblo's
what
ridiculous.
What is going on?
It's Pueblo's ridiculous, man. Like, I'm not a law enforcement, so I'm just like, dude, like, I don't know. People are robbing people every day for petty crap. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Pueblo, it's not just Pueblo, it's everywhere, but Pueblo being it is our hometown and we hear it so much, it's like, what is truly going on? What's going
definitely.
On?
Just stay safe out there. I was talking to family and friends, and then I see it on social media. I'm like, what? 4 in 7 days? That's just... I live in Parker. We have one maybe every 5-10 years, and it's usually like domestic violence. And yeah, it's sub of Denver. I know Denver's probably worse than Pueblo, but it's such a small town. Shouldn't be 4 in 7 days. I don't know what's going on.
And it's freaking December, or it's January 12th.
Calm down. Calm down. Everything is fine.
It's the 12th day of the year.
I went from Springs to Denver, so I keep tabs on even Springs, and I'm like, people are shooting up the mall in Springs, and then you guys had that crazy dude that like tried to drive his car into the mall. It's
it's crazy. I just I just don't get it. But I want to segue when we were talking about Miami. Did you see about the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra?
I did. Are you talking about his divorce finalizing and then?
Yes. And then extending his $120 million. I was like, that's a real ass team. That is a real ass team.
Yeah, that was definitely we got you. They were like, yeah, did you know your wife is just kind of a little shit? You know what? We know what you're going to go through. We're not going to sign you until the divorce finalizes, so she can't get a dime.
Her lawyers were probably like, this motherfucker.
They were sneaky. They definitely were sneaky. I was all for it, though. Oh. Spoelstra is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
His wife was really heavy on the gram and social media and all that stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything, but it is what it is. And
you know,
he may have won out of that one.
If anything, as us being as humans, we should take notes from the Miami Heat organization. And the moral of the story, take care of your own.
That's true. Definitely.
Take care of your own. Period. Well, shit. Well, let's get into the episode. But before we get into the episode, let's pay the bills. Those of you that are listening to us on any podcast platform, whether it be Spotify, Apple, Radio Public, CastBox, Google, whatever platform you're listening to us on, please leave us a solid review because the reviews help us. 5 stars is always recommended and preferred. But just once you guys give us our reviews, it helps the channel grow. It helps bring more content. It helps us bring more into your likes. But right now, we're going on the bus and we're working to make it be your number one podcast that you have in your daily life. And the numbers are growing. So every day Notch and I come on here, this is what we do. This is how it's going. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, be on the lookout for the YouTube videos, and make sure you guys pay a visit to the Cool Attire Shop to purchase your random cool needs and cool attire. There's new Zodiac attire up there. If you're a Sag, if you're a Capricorn, Aries, Aquarius, whatever, go over there and represent who you are.
Definitely. PBS said it once. I'm pretty sure I'm going to butcher this, but we do this because of viewers like you.
That's right.
I don't know if that's PBS. I'm pretty sure it is.
Is it PBS or NBC? I don't know. It's one of those.
Pretty sure that's PBS because I remember Clifford and Arthur and all them right after that.
I think it is PBS.
Public
I think it
broadcasting
is.
Broadcasting station.
PBS. That was,
don't
that
was, come at
you
come
know, that's straight out of the 90s, though. Like we're going to talk about the 90s, but we're going to hold a placeholder on that. Like, the 90s brings the feels for that.
Definitely does, because I'm thinking of it. I'm pretty sure it's PBS, but then I started thinking of The More You Know.
That's like, NBC. More You Know is NBC. Yep.
Like, where is TGIF? All this crazy stuff. Dare.
All right. Well, shit, let's get into the show. So the first segment is Guess Who? Now, everybody, if you guys tuned in last week, we had the Guess Who, where it was Harry Potter and Scott Pilgrim. Yes. So this week, Guess Who? So, not you ready?
Let's do it.
Listeners, I hope you guys are ready for Guess Who? Okay, so this person here, I'm pretty smart, and I live in my surroundings, and I'm not liked by my best friend, and there's always this one guy that is trying to bring me down. He thinks he's outsmarting me, but I actually outsmart him every time he tries to capture me. I love to eat, and I love to say crazy catchphrases or very iconic catchphrases. And the person who antagonizes me thinks that he has the upper hand. Who am I?
So you said you're not loved by your best friend? What is this, Garfield?
No. We are in that realm, though.
I love to eat Garfield. That's all I can think of. Like, I hate Mondays. Catchphrase.
Yep, we're in that realm. In that realm.
So let's see. I don't know why you said I hate Mondays. I'm not going to say that. So repeat the whole best friend thing. That threw me off. I'm not loved by my best friend.
His best friend loves to battle each other, and they love to think that the best friend thinks he's better than me. My best friend thinks he's better than me. He also has iconic catchphrases, and he thinks he's smart, but most of the time he falls short and gets in trouble. Way more so than me.
Is this Tom and Jerry?
No.
What the? That is pretty much Tom and Jerry. Spy versus spy.
Let me see.
This one's going to be tough.
Yeah. Okay. So there's this one time that I was on Battle, and it's very controversial. They called me a Yankee, and this is around the Confederate kind of times. And yeah, like I said, I was a Yankee in this time.
Now I'm just thrown off.
They categorized me as a Yankee in this time frame. Think of Confederate War.
You got me stumped. I'm like, my brain is going Doctor Who. Okay. My brain is going Django. I'm like, what is, I don't know.
Let me see something else. Something a little more current.
You said it was close to Garfield. I'm like, what? Was kinda. It a comic, well, or
it's,
anime?
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat. I was considered a Yankee.
I have iconic catchphrases. I'm kind of annoying. And I have this one particular man that tries to capture me every chance he gets, but I outsmart him every time.
Dude, I'm thinking like Smurfs, like, yeah, you've got me.
Okay.
There's so many things going through my mind. I'm like, man, this is crazy. Like, is it Scrooge McDuck? Like,
okay.
who's the best friend? I like to eat. That's the one that's stumping me right there.
Let's see. Let's do another one.
Man, viewers, your listeners, you guys, yep. Somebody get this better than me. Let's see. You got me. I'm usually good at this stuff, too.
There was one.
Damn it, Jeopardy!
It's general knowledge. General knowledge. There was one time I actually got all my pals together because we had a fight or battle against a clan of, let's call them monsters. And we had to battle with this iconic person who we admired, and he helped us save our town.
I'm so thrown off. It is definitely a Friday. I'm so just thrown off. This is crazy. Like, now my mind's gone DC. I'm like, it's okay. Superman. Like, what is it's the eat part is it's okay. Just throwing me off.
So, okay, since we're stuck on the eat, I like to eat a lot of vegetables, particularly one particular vegetable.
Is this Popeye?
No.
One particular vegetable. Is this Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny?
Bugs fucking Bunny.
How?
Remember he was a Yankee when he went against Elmer Fudd?
Oh my God.
It was a
God.
Controversial episode. Yes. Daffy Duck is his best friend. Who...
That just threw me off so much, too, bro.
Fucking Bugs Bunny.
You could have just been like, hey, you know what? Your favorite soundtrack or your most iconic soundtrack that you can listen to over and over comes from this movie that I'm in.
And there we go. And so
Space Jam.
The last reference was Space Jam, where I got together with its iconic player so he can help us save our town, which they were going against the Monstars.
There we go. Yes. My mind was completely just, I don't know why I kept on thinking of like Tom and Jerry.
It was in that room.
Garfield.
It was
in that like room. That area.
It's in that
was
room.
A good one. That one definitely stumped the crowd.
Yes.
I'm usually really good at that stuff. It's crazy.
Yep, that was a good one. I had to think of something to go a little bit, you know, out of range and not give keywords.
Yeah, that you did really well on that. Yeah. That's why you do this. Because yes. I'd be like, you know, that one person.
On. He was in that one thing.
He goes,
what's up, Doc?
I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. So, listeners, I hope you guys got Bugs Bunny. It was all over the spectrum, but it's all right. But, Notch, I know today we're going to change it up. I know Notch has a question of the week for us.
Yeah. So, if you've seen on social media, TJ dropped it out there this week or this podcast, this episode, we're going to ask what movie/song, and it's totally up to you. I know we had some feedback from some of the listeners, gets you in your feels. So for an example, I most recently finished Lucifer. If you've seen Lucifer, I think it's like 6 or 7 seasons. Netflix picked it up from the CW. Usually at the beginning, you don't think that you're going to be that devoted into a character or the characters. 6 seasons deep, towards the end, I think the music got me emotional. And I definitely get that with a couple of movies. P.S. I Love You. I'm a very rom-com type of person. I love movies like that. Any Adam Sandler movie or Forgetting Sarah Marshall definitely hit some of those feels if you've been in that type of emotional state where you're feeling the same thing that the characters do. So for example, Lucifer, that's why a question came up. I had recently finished Lucifer and asked TJ, I'm like, hey, what movie got you in your feels?
So for me, so Notch and I actually talked about this before the show. Supernatural's one of the 4 that got me emotional, and it was because of the ending. And we had talked about when we're so invested into a character, especially a TV show that's been long running, we kind of adopt them as family and we see them on screen. We get so invested in their character development. And once they leave the show, it just hits us in such a different way because we have that emotional feel. So like Supernatural killed me, like season 15. I don't want to spoil it for Notch because Notch was also a fellow Supernatural watcher and he hasn't watched the seasons up to that point. And it just to let you guys know, if you have watched Supernatural, I'm crying with you. I hated the ending, and Notch, you got to watch Supernatural.
I definitely need to catch up. I've restarted a couple times. I absolutely fell in love with it. I think I got it up to 11 episode or season, maybe 11 or 12 when I was actually watching it on TV before everything became streaming. So I definitely need to catch up. I just restarted it. I restart everything constantly. We were just talking about How I Met Your Mother. I Met Your Mother was another emotional, especially when it came to relationships, not just relationships with like a lover, but like even family members. When Marshall lost his father, it was very, very.
I was going to say that. Oh my God.
Just the crazy thing about that show is how they led it up to that episode. So definitely one that hit me in the heart was How I Met Your Mother. Big, great show.
Oh.
Big Bang Theory, at the end of Big Bang Theory, just another, it's a different type of show, but you love the characters. And at the end, especially if you've watched Big Bang Theory with Sheldon, how he was emotionless. He was basically a robot at the beginning, and at the end, all the love and the character growth in that show got me. It was another one that got me.
Mm. As you said, How I Met Your Mother 2, the other episode that comes to my mind is when his brother James, which was played by Wayne Brady, when he found his father, and when Barney was like, who's my dad? And it did the whole Postmaster General, Santa Claus, like, oh, that episode. Bob Barker. Those episodes got me. Like, every time I see that one and they're singing Stand By Me. My Lord. That scene in that episode just breaks my heart. Like, it just, it brings me to just tears every time I think about that show. And Selena.
Oh man,
Selena.
That's real life.
Like, if if she was our family, bro, like Nacho talk about this. We talk about this so much. We know if you've watched Selena, you already know when they came out the Selena series on Netflix.
It was amazing.
We already knew what was gonna fucking happen. I already knew. But it was just like we wanted to see everything just transpire, and then when it happened, just tears, waterworks, Jesus wept, just like, oh.
I'm not gonna lie, anytime I see the name Yolanda, even if it's just, oh man, I apologize if your name is Yolanda, but please change your name. You ever come up to me, introduce me as your middle name, because I think they were saying something about her being paroled pretty soon. That lady better not step foot. Because all of Texas, all of New Mexico, but pretty much the whole United States and everywhere in Mexico.
Hire Hitman.
She's not going to last long. Because I know if I saw her on the streets, oh man.
I got some words for her. I mean, Selena. The first time I watched Selena, I think I was 8 years old. And I was like, I don't even know who really Selena is, but Bitty Bitty Bamba is my shit. Like, Coma La Fraud is my shit. And it was just like, damn, this girl can sing. J-Lo. I thought J-Lo was really Selena when I first watched it. And like, I had no idea. And just seeing it, like, I bawled. My mom came in. She was like, why are you crying? I was like, she killed her. Like, I was so sad.
Selena.
I was so fucking sad. Selena Sinos Dinos. Selena.
No. T, I want to get into music, but let's end it with movies real quick. I know we have some other viewers or listeners' point of views as well, but have you been hit in the feels with any animation? Because I've got two, and I'm going to break them down real quick, and then I'll let you jump in. So my first one, and I know there's Mufasa and Lion King, and you have Ella from Disney.
You and I probably have the same one from Disney.
And
it's not Lion King.
I have two.
Okay, go ahead.
My first one, and this one's personal to me, was Coco.
Oh, Nacho, that's
Coco.
The one.
Coco destroyed me.
That's the fucking one.
I didn't watch Coco until my mom, who recently passed away from cancer. It hit me in the feels so much. Even the music. I have that music on my playlist randomly. When those songs come on, man, I could be anywhere, and you'll just seem like happiness and sadness combined, and you just have to fill that with Coco. But the second one, and I can't get deep into it because I'll just get in. I'm feeling it right now. But the second one was Big Hero 6 when the brother
Hiro,
when his brother passed away, was probably the worst,
bro.
I couldn't. We both have brothers. We both have two brothers. I have a sister. You have a sister too.
Yes, I do.
Like, I couldn't imagine. Ugh. I've lost grandparents and my mother, but like, if I lost a sibling,
that would break my fucking heart.
Disney, what are you doing?
That would break my heart.
That was probably Coco was there. It talked about life and death. But Big Hero 6 was just like, bro, what? Why?
Like, I know you took the mothers and Disney and shit. Like, yeah, why'd you have to go with the brothers? Like, why'd you have to do that? Why'd you have to do siblings? Like, bro, like, Coco, the part that killed me, everything was cool. Like, he got his uncle or his grandpa, yada, yada, yada. They got, you know, Victor De La Cruz and shit. But when Coco showed up in the afterlife, I bawled.
Yeah.
I bawled because I was like, you know, you think it would end when he tells Mama Coco about everything, but like when Mama Coco showed up with her papa, I was floored, bro.
Yep.
Oh my lord. Every time I watch, because it makes me think of my great grandmother, and just like she was the backbone of the family, and that's what Mama Coco emulated. She was the backbone of the family as to why, you know, they resented Grandpa, and as to why they went with the family of, you know, making shoes, you know, and it was just like, she's the backbone of the family, and it just hurt me.
It was that, but at the same time, the music.
Yes.
When they show that Proud Corazon played, and the song itself just levels that up to another emotion.
Oh my lord. Oh.
Just definitely just was, why? Seriously, yeah. Why did and then, like, but it's yeah. great. It's great it's story. Great
cinema.
Huge in Latin culture. I have a Yofrenda for all my passing all my family members that have passed and everything, mm-hmm. but just definitely was just a definitely was in the fills for that one. So Disney definitely knows how to hit it. They've always done that.
And
that was a huge one.
Yeah, that was a huge one. And Big Hero 6 was so sad. Like just the impact, and you see him being the young brother and using someone he looked up to. He was his idol. Like, he lost his world. Like, how do you come back from losing your world?
What was the robot's name? Was it Betamax?
Betamax.
Betamax? Mm-hmm. When he goes... Your brother, Takashi, I think his name was Takashi.
Yes, he's like,
your brother never left. He's always here.
Right.
I was just like, no. Like, thank you, Disney. Like,
anime tears.
That is crazy.
Get anime
but
tears.
I love it. I love it. If you're not filling those fills, then you might want to get yourself checked. Disney knows how to do it. So they definitely hit it. Real quick. Go ahead
and to the listeners. I was going to say, the listeners, one said A Walk to Remember, the one with Mandy Moore.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fault in Our Stars.
I knew that one was going to be
voice
one.
Cracked. And what was another one? The Sandlot?
I love that movie.
The Sandlot was so dope. I was like, I was trying to figure out why they were so emotional. I guess if you're a baseball fan and seeing everybody grow up and stuff like that, like of the past time, like especially in that era, like that was your culture, and seeing the culture kind of change to where it wasn't how you fell in love with, I can see how you can get emotional from that.
And I think even more past baseball, it's more of the friends, the whole friends thing.
That too.
There's that quote that says, mm-hmm. you'll never know that your goodbye would be the last one to somebody that you grew up with. I don't know how the quote goes, but it's basically what your friends, TJ, you're probably the longest person that I've ever talked to. You and Trey. I grew up military. So past sixth grade or before sixth grade, I don't know anybody. I know a few here and there that I went to elementary school here in Colorado for like a few months. But you were my longest friend. But to think about that, to go, this was the last time I said goodbye to somebody, or was like, hey, I'll see you tomorrow, and then never played, like everything changed and stuff like that. I get the Fault in Our Stars and Walk to Remember. I knew those were going to be I thought the Notebook would be there.
Notebook was there too.
Yep. P.S. I Love You, like I said, I love P.S. I Love You. That one was huge. I'm huge with Irish culture and stuff like that, so they hit on multiple levels, but usually it has something to do with death or disease and stuff like that. I knew Notebook was going to be up there. What I didn't hear, unless there's more. Are there more, T?
There's no more, but the last one that I was saving, The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith.
That was very emotional movie. Very emotional scene.
The scene.
I was going to say, the bathroom scene.
The bathroom scene.
That was definitely an emotional roller coaster.
Seeing in me being a father, so when I first watched that, I was a father of one. And seeing what Will Smith and little Jaden Smith went through and just trying to figure out the next meal, the next dollar, the next shelter, and just him trying to make a game for his son, because they were evicted out of the hotel. Like, where are they going to be? Like, he had to be very stoic to not show his son defeat. And once his son fell asleep, he was able to be in his feelings to be like, let me cry this out. And crying doesn't show weakness. Crying shows just it's just a raw emotion, just to get it out, to get your mind to figure out, what am I going to do in this hole? How am I going to get out of this rut and be successful and take care of myself and my family, because they're depending on me?
Definitely a good scene. Definitely great movie. Oh, great movie. He definitely showed, hey, I'm my son's hero. I got to be strong. At the same time, he had a breakdown, which showed that he was a true human. So one of the things that wasn't brought up, and this is where it hits me. I'm big on animals, so I'm going to break it down with some movies that I cannot watch. Marley and Me.
Oh.
I watched up to about 75 to 80% because I had heard through the grapevine that the dog goes away and he knows he's going to die. And that's what dogs do. And he passes away.
Mm.
75 to 80%. And I knew that was happening. I walked out of the room. I could not put myself to watch that movie.
Oh.
On top of it, the scene from, I know this is random, but the scene from Jurassic Park World or Domination with the Brontosaurus, when the Brontosaurus is at the end and he gets demolished, but he's crying. I was just like, bro, this is bro, CGI.
Avery cried. Avery cried. We saw it at the movie theaters and Avery cried, bro. And I was just like, I was so sad too, because I was like, bro, what are they going to do? He's big as hell. Like, what are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do? And I couldn't even handle it either. Avery was crying next to me and Erica. Like, I couldn't handle it either.
There's a lot of great movies that we could bring up, and a lot of TV shows. But those were some of them. Animals definitely hit me when anything that happens to animals, even John Wick, I was like, what?
Oh,
like,
John Wick. Don't even start. John Wick was action-packed with fucking fight scenes and shit, and you took it to the dog? Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Anything that has to do with animals or stuff like that, that just hits me. And personally, if that happened to me with my dog, I would turn into a John Wick. Even when I was talking about this, I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook, but South Korea recently just signed
a bill
to demolish dog trade for meat. I have put so much time and so much money and signed so many petitions, and personally have also, I was close at a time in my life where I was just like, just go to South Korea and start breaking cages. Like, if you get hurt or you get killed, at least you were doing something that your heart was into. I was so happy the other day. I literally shed a tear when I read that. It was crazy.
Oh my God. Seeing that stuff like that, it's just, no other countries are doing it. So it's like, why are you still doing it? Like, you have bigger imports to do things. Like, there's no reason to take animals off the street and use that for your restaurant. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Like, they're pets. But then it comes down to cows and chickens and all that other stuff. Like, that's a big argument.
You could definitely say that a lot of people like with cows. Cows are sacred. Chickens. Pigs actually act like dogs. You could train a pig to act just like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the same time, we were raised to understand that a dog is domesticated. Yeah. Yeah. Over there, they actually bred certain types of dogs that taste a certain way as breeding dogs. But it got so bad for this festival that I really, really was devoted into demolishing. They were going into people's backyards still in the dogs. So you would see like Chihuahuas and Huskies in cages and all that stuff. And it's just horrible. Super excited that finally happened. It won't take in effect till 2025, so they have one more year for the festival, which kind of pisses me off, but at least it's going to happen.
So. There you go. So since we have the movies that got in our feel. So what about music? So what are particular songs, Notch? I didn't get any songs from our listeners, but I know you have some and I have some too.
Yeah, songs, like I said, any of the Coco soundtracks. It's on there. It makes me cry. But again, that's personal. I'm a big, I don't want to say emo fan, but I love emo music. I love alternative. I love punk rock and stuff like that. There are some Blink 182 songs out there that really hit me. There's a song that they did with Robert Smith.
Okay.
It definitely hits me with Blink 182. On top of that, I really, really like soundtracks. And then Prince of Egypt was another one. Prince okay. of Egypt. Anytime I hear Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, first off, two iconic voices, hit that song. What was it called?
Is it the one with Boyz II Men?
No.
Oh, because so, that's on my list. That's on my list.
With Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Definitely a big one. Hallelujah by Jeff.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that one. Even when I watch Shrek and that comes on, I'm like, oh, man, come on. So music's, but there's so many different artists that can definitely hit you in your feels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear what yours are. I'll think of the name of that song.
My first one is, it's called Stolen Fruit by Tank and the Bangas. And this song, it embodies the culture of slavery that happened. And like the opening scene is like, good morning, sunshine. The world is brand new. They try to, you know, steal your culture, trying to steal your shine, like stolen fruit. So they're saying like the African-Americans that were slaves or that lived in their home country, they were the fruit of their land and they were stolen from others to create their world. And so they were saying they're stolen fruit. And just like, wow. just the way that they said it, like, you know, believing in the children and the reason why we believe in Stevie, which is Stevie Wonder, is because he could see them, and playing a double entendre of Stevie Wonder being blind, he couldn't see it, but he could see it. Like being of something better, and just it's just powerful with that one.
That is definitely sounds powerful. Oh,
that song's so powerful. And then the other song, the Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men,
mm-hmm.
One Sweet Day. Oh,
One Sweet Day. Yeah,
that song, I can't listen to that song without just like thinking, like just like friends that have passed, family members that have passed, like. That song just like gets in my feels every time it comes on. Every time it comes on.
That's crazy. His music impacts us so much. You can think of the different types of you. That one is for family members and friends that have passed.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have the ones that affect us with relationships in the past, or some of them that just affect how you're feeling. Music is just crazy.
It's crazy.
Selena. Any song by Selena that comes on.
Yeah.
Dude. Dreaming of You, or I Could Help, like her English album, her English Spanish album.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that stuff comes on, I'm just done.
Yep. Creed, Higher. I love that song. Like that song, it's so funny, but it's a like,
good song.
That song's so good. Like that song is just like, I don't know. To me, it's just like self-reflection.
Definitely, I get that. That's that different type. It's not somebody that's past. It's not ex. It's self.
Yeah, just self-reflection.
Do you have any ones that may, and I know you're married and stuff, but like maybe you and Erica get in a fight and you're just like, I'm going to listen to this because, and then I get in my feels and you go running back.
Brandon Hines, Where Did You Go?
Okay. Nice.
That song is crazy just because of he's calling his girlfriend and just talking about reflecting on their whole relationship and apologizing for his wrongdoings and just coming together and, you know, just being like, where did you go? Like, you left me. I know I was wrong, but like, I can't find you anymore. Like, I need you. And and in the end, she ends up leaving him.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was over the shenanigans.
I have two when it comes to past relationships, which I try not to listen to too much.
Oh, yeah.
But Rascal Flatts, where it hurts the most.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know why. It's such a catchy song, but it's so, if you listen to it, and it's very dated, not as dated, but it's like late 90s, early 2000s, Neo, So Sick.
Oh, see, Erica, yep. Erica lived off of Neo when we were dating.
Yep.
Erica, So Sick, loves, yeah, no. I Hate That I Love You with him and Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, bro.
All great, great bro. Music, great media. Let's just say great media.
The Carpenters, We've Only Just Begun. We've only just begun to live.
What movie is that from? And it's just repeated.
Great Lakes and Promises. Oh, what is that movie? What movie was that in?
That is going to bother me.
What movie was in it? Listeners, if you guys know what the Carpenter song We've Only Just Begun was in, I know it's not Guardians of the Galaxy, but they had some other Guardians of the Galaxy songs on there, or Carpenter songs in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, this is going to bother me. If I get a little quiet, it's because I am going to Google it real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Let me see. So the other song for me would be Promises by Cleo Soul, and it just repeats the same hook. Or not Promises, Know That You're Loved. Sorry, that's another song. Know That You're Loved. And she pretty much says, know that you're loved even if you don't love yourself. And it just keeps repeating. And it's like a self-preservation kind of song, just to believe in yourself. Like when you're stuck in somewhere, just know that you're loved by someone. Even when you don't love yourself, just know someone loves you. Someone, you're always in their thoughts.
Definitely. If they don't, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up, and it's going to, I personally, that song kind of freaks me out because it was repeated in the movie 1408 with John Cusack.
Oh, 1408.
And that song, every time I hear it, I'm like, it gives me goose-like chills. Like,
Oh, can you hear me? There we go. Yep.
Yeah. 1408. Crazy movie. Amazing movie. John Cusack's an amazing actor, but that song, I don't know about that. If I heard that playing in the middle of the night, I would literally walk out of my house, drive away. I'm out.
See, and I've listened to that song differently because I love 1408. Did you ever see the side note? Did you ever see the alternate ending?
I did not.
Oh my notch. When we get done recording from this podcast, you need to check out the alternate ending. It's only on YouTube, or it's only on the DVD set that gives you the alternate ending.
Okay.
Yes. And viewers.
I loved it. It's a great movie. John Cusack's a great movie. Such a good movie. But that song, there's certain things that affect you. That song, he was just on repeat. Mm. It was making him go crazy. Mm. His mental state was out of it. And then you got into it. It's the same thing with we were talking about the other day with the movie Requiem for a Dream.
Yep.
You're a winner. If I ever heard that, I'm out.
Oh, and even My Sherry or More by Stevie Wonder. If you guys have seen Silver Linings Playbook, it made fucking Bradley Cooper go crazy whenever he heard that song because that was his and his wife's wedding song.
Yep. What's that other song that everybody thinks is like, they refer it to horror films, but
Is it the high pitched one?
Yes. Yeah, Tiptoe.
It's a fucking Insidious. That song is scary as fuck.
It's such a good song, though.
If I ever hear that song, I'm freaking the fuck out.
And then me, I'd be jamming to it. I'd be like, it's such a good song.
No, fuck that song. Fuck that song.
Tiptoe. Yep.
Fuck that song.
Such a good song.
All right. Well, we got our movies and songs out the way. So what's the top five quizzy of the week, Notch?
Yeah, so let me get it up because I was too busy Googling the damn song from 1408.
That's such a good movie.
Top five quizzy. Let's get into this. So I wanted to do something a little bit different, but top five video games of all time. And when I say this is not grossing, this is not money made. But this is, let me grab it. Let me make sure I still have it. Okay, top five games of all time. How great a game it was when it was launched, how fun it is still to play today, and how much the game reflects the best in its class.
Mm.
So it's not grossing, because if it was grossing, it'd probably be Minecraft, FaceTime.
Okay.
Fortnite, okay. Stuff like okay. that. So.
Okay. So no particular order. Tetris.
Okay.
Super Mario Brothers. GTA. GTA 5. Super Mario Kart. And I'm going between Halo and COD. Let's go Halo for number five.
Perfect. So great video games. Stuff that I would always think of and everything. So I'm going to break it down real quick because I did get the top five selling games, which kind of were in your realm. So the top five selling games, which is not what we're going to go over, but I just want to read out, were PUBG
at five,
Wii Sports at four, Tetris at three, which is crazy. Top five selling.
Tetris is crazy.
GTA 5 at 2, and then Minecraft at number 1.
Fuck.
So those are
top five selling. Okay.
GTA 5 in the top five games of all time was number 12.
Wow.
Some notable ones, like you said, Tetris was at 28.
Oh, shit.
Minecraft, which was the number one top selling game of all time, is actually number
34. Whoa. That's crazy.
And then Halo 2 at number 15.
Wow.
But rounding out the top 10.
Okay.
Is Disco Asylum.
Wow, never heard of that.
Number 9, Half-Life 2.
Oh, shit. Okay, I remember Half-Life.
Number 8, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay,
which is a great game.
Okay.
Number 7, Super Mario 64.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Everybody knows, remembers throwing a penguin off the edge. Number 6, Mass Effect 2.
Oh, wow.
Number 5. So this is your top 5 now.
Okay.
Super Metroid.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that. That was NES.
Yeah, this is all-time best-selling based off of when it was launched, people still playing it today, and best in its class. Number 4, Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past.
I figured Legend of Zelda had to be up there.
Yep. Number 3, which I absolutely love, which was Portal 2.
Portal fucking 2. Wow. Wow.
If you've never played that game, I highly recommend it. It's a great game.
Sleeper.
The ending, the song is just amazing.
Sleeper.
Number 2, which you were close to, it was not Super Mario Brothers. It was Super Mario World.
Okay.
Which I've played. I have an emulator on my phone. Still I actually sick. Have a Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Still play that game. Legend. And number 1. You want to take a quick guess? None of yours were correct.
It's not a Mario game. Is it?
It's from Nintendo.
Okay. Animal Crossing?
No. I didn't even see Animal Crossing. Wow. That's crazy.
Animal Crossing's fucking tight. I don't know. Fuck. And it's Nintendo?
It is Nintendo.
Kirby's Dream Land?
Nope. No Kirby, no Mario.
Street Fighter?
Nope.
Duck Hunt.
I wish. Somebody recently just beat Duck Hunt.
What?
Got 99,999 points. It just resets
That's
itself.
Fucking
there's
crazy.
Nothing else.
Like, there's nothing. There's not even a.
The dog alternate. Doesn't even give you a congratulations. He just laughs at you. It restarts.
All right, Ready Player One. The fuck.
So number 1 top 10 game of all time was Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda.
Fucking Legend of See, you know another what's crazy? Zelda Legend game. Of Zelda is like super notable for like super dope Nintendo games. Like even though Mario is like the top selling, but people always come back to Legend of Zelda. every time.
Yeah, definitely. And it's even funnier. I saw Ocarina of Time. I saw this meme where it was like, what if Zelda was a girl?
Oh, shit.
You start cracking up. Please, please do your research. Play a game before you open your mouth to understand you're not playing Zelda.
Yeah, you're not playing Zelda. You're playing as Link. Like... I don't understand.
What if Zelda was a woman? What is she then?
Is she a man or is she a woman?
Oh man.
Oh freaking AC. And thinking of Zelda just makes me think of Supreme Dream or RDC World. The yes. Video game house.
Yes. Great. I'm
big Sora. Oh, here we go. All right.
Crazy YouTubers. Oh, love it.
Yes. Shout out to Supreme Dream and RDC World. They're fucking dope with content. All your LeBron things, like the Hood Olympics, Anime House. They're so dope. Like, I could watch them all day.
37.
I'm 36.
Oh, yeah. It was 36. LeBron's getting old.
Who are we? I'm not Thanos. All right. Well, shit.
Greatness.
Let's get into... the topic of the week. Aliens in Miami, not niggas in Paris.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard, this was something that was just out of the norm. Was it some razzle-dazzle by the government to trick us to look towards Miami or not to look towards Miami? But at the beginning of the year, I think it was maybe on the 3rd or 4th, police were called to Miami Outlet Mall for some teens fighting with some sticks and fireworks were going off. When you look at the footage, and there's only footage from a skyscraper because there's some skyscrapers that overlook the mall, there's probably about 75 to 100 squad cars.
Ton of cops.
Whole bunch of EMT vehicles, just medical vehicles, helicopters all over the place. Now, the thing is, in Miami, there's no footage on the ground of what happened. People that have been talking about it are iffy, saying that there was aliens coming out of portals, there were tall creatures, and then they just take back what they said, or there's no footage or nothing. I personally don't understand what's going on, because even during school shootings or tsunamis that happen in Japan, there's always footage. We're in a time where if something happens, we pull out our phone.
Yep.
What happened in Miami is the question.
What happened in Miami? It's crazy. It's crazy you said that, too, because there were so many cops up there, gang of cops, but there was no cops out of the vehicles. There's no footage of that. There's even speculation of people saying that there was a power outage. People weren't able to use their cell phones. They said they saw 8 to 10 foot beam. Like Nacho said, they said kids were shooting fireworks. Apparently, they had Roman candles. Like, there's still no reports of what is happening. Now, this podcast is not a conspiracy theory podcast, even though Notch and I love them, but this is not a conspiracy podcast. We just want answers. Like, it's just so weird that we have all this technology and we could see Kim Kardashian shaking her ass at the gym in 4K, but we can't see a fucking alien on Miami on Sunset Boulevard. And it's showing us in 720p.
It wasn't even showing in 720p. These people, all of a sudden, the high rise had the Samsung Galaxy S24 right. With the crazy zoom.
That's what I'm saying.
And everybody on the ground was rolling around with the Motorola Razr.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what with the fuck? VGA. Like, everybody had a Nokia like, 5280. What? Like, what the fuck?
They're like, hold on, let me get out my sidekick and flip this up real quick.
Exactly. Let me get this grainy ass film for you guys.
I've got my Game Boy Color and I'm gonna put my little camera attachment on here and we're gonna record
it. It makes no sense. And it makes me skeptical because it gives me the feeling. Remember that where the little boy found the aliens in his backyard in Vegas or Arizona?
Yes.
And then that family just like disappeared. Like, you don't hear nothing about the family anymore. Like, they hired the lawyer. Like, nothing ever came from it. There was no more reports. There were no more sightings. It just went dark. Like,
this is what TJ and I are asking. If you're listening and you have any hands in this, Just be honest. Just be honest, we don't bro. Care.
Just be honest.
Just if there were aliens in the mall,
yeah.
What did you guys do with them?
Were you
were they friendly? Yeah. Were they not?
Yeah.
Were they creatures?
Were they did shopping kill at them? The mall?
Yeah.
Were they mauling like, at the mall? Did they go get a Wetzel's
that
pretzel?
You think that like... we're gonna overreact and stuff. Apparently, we're not as friendly because everybody was running out of the mall.
Exactly.
Me personally, I probably would have stopped and like, all right, like. Hopefully you're not Mars attacks if I throw a dove in this in the sky. They came in peace.
They came in peace. Don't run, humans. We're here to protect you. We come in peace. Pew, pew. Like, we just want answers. Like, we already know aliens exist. Like, just stop bullshitting. Just be real. Like, be forthcoming. Like, you guys think we're going to have this whole sense of hysteria that you tell us that fucking aliens are coming. Like, we know. We know. Like, come on. Just stop bullshitting around. Like, we know they live among us. We've watched Men in Black 1, 2, and 3. Like, stop. Like, yeah, just stop. Just let us know. Be real. Be honest. You don't have to tell us the whole thing. Just tell us something that's not ominous that you said in the report when you guys, quote, unquote, released alien confirmation, but you really couldn't say it on record. So what was the point of filming it when you really weren't saying shit?
And if you haven't heard about this, this is the crazy part that gets me. Major news companies, CNN, Fox, and all them, did not report this. So you probably, if you get your news from that, you probably didn't see it. If you're on Twitter, you probably saw all the footage mm-hmm. and all the videos and people coming out and saying this is what they saw, but yep. the police made them erase their phones. And then 2 days later, it's just gone.
It's gone. Like, no one talks about it anymore.
There's no... Nothing's going on. Nobody's curious. Like, it is what it is. Go on with your day. Like, what happened? That's all I just want to know. We want to hear what you think mm-hmm. out there. Do you think there were aliens? Do you think aliens exist? Or were they just kids with sticks and
yeah.
fireworks?
Yeah,
and why did you need 100 squad cars?
Exactly.
Go look at the footage. If you haven't seen it, you could slow it down. There, what I counted, there was 82 squad cars.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. Listeners out there, direct message me, JamTJ, direct message us at Random Cool Show. You guys are following both accounts. Just tell us your opinion. We just want to hear your perspective because everyone has an opinion, and we just want to hear it because we have ours. We have our speculations. We just want to know. We want to know who was there in Miami, like any followers that live in Miami or was there at the time. Let us know what you saw, if you were in the vicinity or if you talked to some bystanders. We just want to know.
We just want to know what they look like. Just were they the Mars Attacks aliens? Were they the Toy Story aliens?
Were they the Independence Day aliens?
Or were they the crazy alien from, what was that Mel Gibson show?
Oh, Signs.
Signs.
Fuck. They were scary.
were they like paused the video, another grainy shot by a Nokia, but you saw the little grainy alien and he turned his head and you're just like, hey, he's walking just like Bigfoot.
Right. I don't want to drink this water. He has his amoebas in it.
Just crazy, crazy stuff in the world. 2024 has definitely been a roller coaster. We're all going on a roller coaster.
So since we're
super excited.
Yeah. So since we're talking about aliens, our next segment is Bring Me Back to the 90s. Remember in the 90s when UFOs were so in an abundance and unsolved mysteries did their take? Like before the internet blew up, you can only see shit on TV or just with the naked eye. Like, do you remember in the 90s when it was with X-Files and shit like that?
Sci-fi technology channel. Has definitely changed us as a people,
yeah,
in a good way and a bad way. It's crazy to think. And I was just reading this about chemtrails from planes.
Okay.
It just a quick read. Chemtrails are poisoning the earth. They're poisoning our kids. And I'm like, first off, if they're poisoning your kids, you're breathing it in too. So right. They're poisoning you too. That right. doesn't make sense.
Right.
Rewrite your quotes. That's crazy. But I was thinking about it in the 90s, before technology, and our heads weren't in our phones. You probably didn't see the chemtrails back then because we saw them when we were kids. We just thought that it was normal, and now we're just in our phones and stuff. It happened. Chemtrails are there. The 90s, they were there. It's just crazy to think what people say. Conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. just love hearing it. But the 90s, definitely something that was brought up What were you bringing about the 90s? Sorry, T. I just started thinking about chemtrails.
Seriously, like the chemtrails, like unsolved mysteries and stuff like that. Just UFOs, where they're not UAPs anymore. Like, why the fuck did we change it to UAPs? Like, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Like, what kind of bullshit is that? Why do you gotta
throw me off? That's like me going to church. Going back to the Catholic Church after so many years, and it's not peace be with you. It's something different. Right. You got to throw me off.
Yeah.
Just keep it the same. Come on. UFOs.
It's crazy.
We want them as UFOs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want them as UFOs.
90s. I could tell you the 90s. It's because we didn't have technology. We were interested in stuff that we didn't know. Mm-hmm. Now kids could just be like, oh, a UFO. It's in Mexico. It must not be real. The government's covering it up. Back then, we didn't have all this stuff. So we had to go to the library. If you saw my library checkout book, it was ghost and it was UFOs. I was so interested in all that stuff when I was a kid. I loved it. So crazy stuff.
We're gonna hit a little break real quick and we're gonna get back into take me back to the 90s. Cool. So getting back to the 90s, are we still here?
Yeah, definitely.
My bad. So
quick break, no worries.
Yeah, quick break. So the whole UAP and UFO thing is ridiculous. I miss Unsolved Mysteries, but I do love the new Unsolved Mysteries that are on Netflix now. But I still love the Robert Stack.
The soundtrack or the music just gets you.
Crazy. Crazy. You know some shit's about to hit the fan when you listen to that intro.
I just think the 90s and 80s, which is complete. I wish kids could grow up the way we were raised.
Bro.
To think you and I were kicked out of the house.
Yep.
Don't come in.
Yep.
Unless I said to come and eat or the streetlights come on. It was a doggy dog world out there.
It was
survive. You must, because you didn't want to put your, you didn't want to see your face on the back of a milk carton.
Exactly. That's that crazy stuff. Like, kids don't understand that. Like we said in the very first episode, we were able to go outside, ride our bikes, run until the lights came on the neighborhood. Like, we were able to do that. Kids now, they stay home, they're always on the phone, they're doing TikToks. Like, there's so many kids I see that are 13 years old and they're doing some raunchy ass TikTok stuff. But then when we were 13, we were singing Blink-182, like we were doing dumb shit. We were skating, like doing crazy shit, like just living. And now
that's it. We were outside enjoying life.
Like, we were outside, you guys were inside.
I'll tell a quick story real quick. I grew up on a military base. The last base we were on was Fort Benning, Georgia. And behind our elementary school was a double-sided barbed wire fence.
Okay.
And me and my friends, again, at a certain time, we were kicked out of the house. We were either playing sports, we were riding our bikes, we were doing something. Growing up military, we always wanted to be in the Army. So we'd dress up in camouflage, pack our bags with MREs, glow sticks on, boots, and we'd head out to the forest. We lived near the Chattahoochee River.
Okay.
This double-sided barbed wire fence behind the elementary school was probably a good 25 yards, maybe 50 yards between each fence. Barbed wire says keep out and stuff like that. Well, we found a hole. We would crawl through this hole, get over the second fence, go down, and there was a creek that would connect to the Chattahoochee. We'd collect clay. We would collect shells, like actual bullet shells. I told my mom about this, and then I looked it up. That was actually a live firing range for jungle warfare, where they were training for jungle warfare.
Oh, that shit's crazy.
We were out there just roaming around. That is crazy.
That shit's crazy. See, and remember when we used to go to the Courtner house?
Oh,
yeah.
Remember when we seen that fucking dog?
Yep.
And we heard the story about the court. Yeah, that shit like that. Like, it was just experiences. But you know what? That's the difference, though. You and I and those that are our age, we actually wanted to experience stuff, like, in real time. Not through the internet, not through Google, not through someone on TikTok or YouTube. Like, we wanted to experience it with our own eyes and our own body, sound, and mind. And that just gave us more experience, more things to give us more perspective, and just to bring it to the table of having opinions and agree to disagree. But kids now, it's just gray and it's black and white.
So one thing with this 90 segment that we wanted to bring out, we could end this real quick. We wanted to do a little bit short on it.
Yeah.
But T, if you could bring something back from the 90s or early 2000s, food-wise or drink-wise, what would it be?
Oh, from the 90s, I would bring back the McDonald's in the mall.
McDonald's in the mall.
It was just the time. Or Chuck E. Cheese, too, and Peter Piper Pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese exists. Peter Piper doesn't.
Peter Piper Pizza was the shit for birthdays. I want that back.
Peter Piper Pizza with the nasty pizza, but it was still good. The ball pit.
The nasty ass ball pit before we started having regulations. Yeah. I want Peter Piper Pizza back.
So one of the things that I was thinking about the other day, well, first off, I'm going to bring this back for TJ's Red Tornado. Early 2000s. If you've never heard of Red Tornado, it doesn't exist. Can't look it up anymore. I mean, you can. There's some discontinued pictures of it and stuff. It was literally crack in a bottle by Walmart. It was so bad. But me personally, I would want the personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. What happened to Fruitopia?
Fruitopia, bro.
I remember drinking that constantly in middle school and high school.
And Surge, like, remember Surge?
Surge, yep.
That like was all the, this the stuff. Energy drink before the energy drink.
What was the drink that had Slimer?
Slimer.
From Ghostbusters.
From Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was good one, too. It was green.
Just let's see. The drink from Slimer from Ghostbusters? Drinkable slime? No. The drink that had Slimer.
Yeah, it was a soda. I remember it was green. I knew it was super bad for you. If somebody remembers it, just shout it out. Tell us about it.
It wasn't Surge?
Maybe it was Surge. I thought Surge it wasn't Surge. Bad. Maybe it was orange. It wasn't green. It was orange.
Because I think of Surge because How I Met Your Mother plays a play on it and they call it Tantrum.
Yes.
Tantrum!
Wasn't Surge the one too? There were so many different crazy rumors that we grew up with, like the whole Marilyn Manson with only he took out a rib and stuff. I remember there was a soda that said if you drink it, it made you smaller. It shrunk you.
Yes, and it was like Mountain Dew and Surge.
Yeah.
It was like, and it lowered your sperm count or some shit.
I was just like, I remember reading that and I was like, oh, hell no. Drinking that stuff.
I don't want my deal to be smaller. What kind of shit? No, give me water. I'll take some water. I'm trying to keep some inches.
That was our thought in middle school and high school. Now it's just like, I don't need all this nasty chemicals in our body.
Now it's just sugar and chemicals. You're like, I don't want that shit.
I don't know the last time that I actually had like a Fanta or something like that. I'll drink a ginger ale every once in a while, but
okay,
that's as far as it goes with soda.
Damn, see, strawberry Fanta is the shit, and orange high C. Orange high C,
so much sugar.
It's so I just can't do it anymore. But it's so good, so good. See, and I don't drink that much soda either, but when I get it, I'm just like, damn, this is so good. But
that's what happens when you drink Red Tornado. You become addicted. TJ's never came down from that high.
Oh, Red Tornado. I'm still chasing that high. Everybody knows.
Red Tornado discontinued was the drink that you could drink when you were not able to drink alcohol and get that high. And then we had another one that discontinued on us, which was Cashmere. which was an elite, an alcohol that was just amazing.
Shout out to Trizzy Trey for that one. He put us on to Cashmere.
Cashmere.
Oh, freaking Cashmere. Cashmere
and Pepsi. So good.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got more stuff from the 90s that we'll reminisce on. Things that you may want to come back. You haven't heard in a minute. Just, you know, we grew up in the 90s. So we just love that nostalgia. And we're not saying like we want to go back to it. We just like to reminisce of those times when we were young.
Shit, I would go back in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You want to go in the future or want to go to the past? Take me back to the 90s.
Let me go back to Nickelodeon days.
Oh. If you don't have Paramount Plus, get it. It has all your TV shows. I've watched Global Guts, Wild and Crazy Kids. What was the face one? Legends of the Hidden Legend Temple. Legends of the
Hidden Temple. Remember hey the Arnold, arcade game?
Just the arcade oh, yeah. Game? Arcade. Just great, great times. Yep. Great. Figure it so out. Times.
What would you do?
Yep. Are you afraid of the dark?
Double Dare, Global Guts, bro, like all that. Clarissa Explains It All. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I'm telling you, if they had a game show just on Nickelodeon shows in the past, I could definitely tear it up.
Oh, yeah.
From Nick Jr. to Nick at Night and Snick and all them shows, just everything. Bro. You tell me about Face or Stick Stickly, I'm all about it.
Yeah. Take me back to the 90s, the Nickelodeon 90s, please.
Do you remember the show Action League Now?
Oh, damn.
This is greatness.
Damn. See, those are some gems.
Action League Now.
The 90s, bro.
What was that character? He was naked, naked man with naked the power man. Of nakedness.
See, and that's when there was no regulations.
Oh, none whatsoever. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. Mm. Or Prometheus and Bob.
Oh, Prometheus and Bob. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy stuff. I had two younger brothers, so I had to grow up watching Nick Jr. Nick Jr. had some great shows in the 90s.
Sleepers.
Gullah Island. Come on. Bro. Little Bear, Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues, man. That one definitely was a great one.
Little Ben.
Yep.
Blue's
Eureka's, shit. Eureka's
Castle. See, that was our generation. Eureka's Castle, bro. Oh. Damn.
Greatness. Damn. That'll take you back. And it is all on Paramount Plus. If you want to go back, get in your fills, cozy up. Get a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut or just get a slice of pizza because they don't make them. Burn yourself on that cast iron plate.
Exactly. And just get back to the 90s where times were great. We had no cares. We had no bills.
I see these dumb memes, but they're so perfect for them. Was the Rugrats when they became adults, and he's like, I don't want responsibilities.
Yeah, I don't want responsibilities.
It's like, just take them away from me, straight please.
Up. Take my responsibilities right now.
I don't want credit. Why didn't they tell us about credit cards and debt and all this stuff, this thing called life?
Life.
What do you mean I can't eat this enough? I sleep a certain way, my body hurts.
I can't eat this much ice cream.
I'll tell you, the craziest thing. I get sinus pressure headaches from weather now. I could tell when it's going to, like, the weather's going to change because I get these headaches.
So you like the old people, like, the storm's coming in, my hip acting up.
Exactly. Like, what kind of crap is this?
We got our own barometer in our body.
I'm like, oh, the pressure. Yep. It's about to snow. It's about to rain.
Yeah, it was about to snow. Y'all better get ready.
Allergies. Come on. You mean I got to take vitamins? I got to take allergy pills? I got to take pain pills? Come on.
What? I got to take this for anxiety, too?
And anxiety, magnesium, because my body doesn't get enough magnesium.
Some bullshit.
They said drink more water, but now you're going to have to take more minerals because everything that you stopped taking, which was unhealthy, you need.
You need this supplement now.
I stopped eating red meat, and then I realized I needed some stuff from red meat. Great.
Yep. Take me back when things were simple. where I could eat anything. I was like,
exactly,
I had a gut of a goat.
Just real quick, how did we survive playing basketball? Yeah, I'll real. This was our schedule when we played basketball. Go to Loaf and Jug, get a Gatorade, a Black and Mild, and a bag of gummy bears or gummy lifesavers. Go play hour two of basketball. Hit the gummy bears, gummy savers, and the Gatorade with the Black and Mild.
And then we go afterwards and chill until 2-3 in the morning.
Yes. Just doesn't make sense to me.
It don't make no sense. I don't know. I don't know.
I'll buy me a bag of lifesaver gummies because I love those things. But I have to eat like one or two and I'm like, it's too much sugar. I just can't do it anymore. I
can't do no more.
I love it, but then I'm just like, bro, this is way too much sugar. Like, ugh.
Let me eat these next week.
Yeah, I'm bad. Everybody else could like demolish cookies and cake and all that stuff, and I'll buy like oatmeal raisin cookies and it'll last me like a month or two. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I had these. Yeah, Little Debbie's, those strawberry shortcake cakes.
Those are so bomb. Things. Nutty
Butters. I can only eat one, maybe like Nutter Butters or Star Crunches.
Oh, geez. Oh.
It took me like 2 months to finish a box of 12.
Oh, man. See, Star Crunches. That doesn't last in our house. And mainly it's because of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, those don't last in the house. Absolutely not.
Me, I used to love sweets, and now I'm more savory with trying to stay healthy and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, I feel that.
But then I look at it and I start crying. I'm like, I just want to go back. Let me eat all that stuff.
Where I didn't regret it the next day.
Yeah, that's it. I don't even want to attempt it. Jeez. Wake up and be like, oh, I got the worst headache. I feel like I drank. Oh, did you drink? No, I just ate a bag of lifesaver gummies.
Exactly.
Too much sugar.
Too much
sugar. My body hurts.
I can't do this anymore. Shoot. Well, shoot. I have two things to wrap up for the end.
Yeah, let's go.
One is a question, and one is a news article that I wrote that I saw. So the first one, and it's for you listeners too, it's a would you rather. Would you rather fight a chicken every time you got in the car or fight a lion once a year? On some Peter Griffin shit.
So that's crazy because it's the first thing I thought. Is this chicken life size? And knows how to box.
It's like, just a regular chicken.
Just a regular chicken. I have to fight a chicken every time I get in the car, yep. Or fight a lion. It's the chicken.
Oh, of course.
That's easy. Why would it? First off, I'm not surviving fighting a lion. So that's only, would you like to fight a lion to end your life?
Yeah, exactly. Like, is this a death wish?
I ain't trying to touch no lion. I'm not dumbass tourist that doesn't understand these are predators. They're naturally going to attack. No. Sorry, see, chicken, you're getting, and I couldn't even, yeah, life or death, I'd punch a chicken, yeah, but I wouldn't be able to, like, exactly. Just grab the chicken and be like, you know what, you're going in the back, time out.
But see, here's the thing,
I could do that every day.
What if you're in a rush and you forget the fucking chicken's in there, and then he just comes out of nowhere and just pecks your ass in the face or the neck?
So you said chicken. If you would have said rooster, I'd have been a little bit, because roosters have them claws.
True.
Looking like velociraptors over there. Those fighting chickens from Mexico. People will be placing bets. I'd be like, what are they doing outside my car?
He got some blades on his claws.
$10 on pollo. Pollo loco.
Five dinero. No, I'd fight the chicken too. There's no way. Because going against a lion, like, come on. Like, I'm going to die. It's going to be 1 year and that's it. But the chicken, every time I get in the car, I'm just going to wring his neck. Throw them in the back and then wait for the next chicken. And then, you know, I got some fried chicken, baked chicken, grilled chicken, rotisserie chicken, chicken wings, chicken nuggets.
He's eating chickens all day. I didn't even think about that. Like, yeah, that's free food. I'm that person that's like, bad chicken, go in the back. I'll put you in the trunk, release you every day. Somebody gets a free chicken. He's over here cooking them on the side of the road.
Exactly. That's it. I'm like, Dwight Schrute, I found a chicken on the side of the road. I'm going to bring him in.
He's eating good, and I've got a whole farm of 100 chickens laying eggs.
See, not to put them to work, I put it to food. I'm feeding the community.
That's exactly. I'm like, oh, my God. Somebody just ran over. Hey, hey.
Hey, come on.
Damn it.
we should cook him.
Oh my gosh. So one of my friends, Ronnie, his boss has, they lay eggs. She has chickens and okay. she gives them to me. Oh, I love fresh.
Oh, fresh eggs are so bomb. Fresh
so much so different bomb. Than store-bought. It's crazy. They taste different. They, you feel different after you eat they them. It's do. Weird.
And they crack like, different the too. It's different. It's so different. See, and Erica has a coworker too, and we get fresh eggs from them. Like, we haven't had them in a while, but like when we get them, like, dude, these are so, they're better. They just taste good.
It's crazy because I didn't know this, but if you get fresh farmed eggs that just laid, you don't have to put them in the fridge, which is, I still put them in the fridge, but I learned that you could actually store them in jars with, I believe, some type of salt, and it keeps them where you could eat them up to 6 months. I was just like, that's crazy to know.
That shit's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
Like, it'll still crack and give you a normal egg in your cupboard. In like, your not cupboard. In the fridge, not in the deep freezer, just next to your cans.
That's crazy. Well, you figure, you know, they don't have a refrigerator when they have the eggs.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Okay. Okay.
That question kind of seems similar to the, would you rather fight a 25-foot chicken or 100 mini little chickens that are the size of like a regular bird?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I'd take the little chickens.
I got a size. Just kick them all around.
Yeah, I got a size 15. Like, that'd be light work. I don't know about a 25-foot chicken. Who am I fighting? Godzilla and Megamoth? Look at the fuck. It's crazy to me.
But could you imagine if you took down that 25-foot chicken? That would. I mean, we're cooking that chicken at that point.
Yeah, we're eating really good. We're eating really good.
Whole neighborhood's eating good.
I got beans, potatoes, eggs, man. Yeah, we're eating pretty good.
Oh man, that turkey, that chicken leg. Woo-hoo.
Ooh,
that's. Can you imagine just the turkey leg from the state fair? If you could roast a chicken leg like that.
Oh my lord. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Yeah,
8-foot chicken leg from the state fair.
All right. Okay. So
give me a large lemonade.
Oh my gosh, a large Diet Coke. Make mine a double.
Make mine a double.
All right.
So I want the same thing as him, but just make mine diet.
Make mine diet.
All right. Harold Kumar.
So here's the last one. So this is an article I read. All right. Brace up, y'all. A Kentucky hotel manager gets arrested for waking up a guest by sucking on his toes. The hotel manager entered in the guest room and was found intimately sucking on the guest's toes while he laid in the bed around 5 a.m. The guest recognized the manager because the day before, the manager came into the room with another employee to fix an issue with the TV. The manager told the guest that he came into the room because he smelled smoke and he was checking on the guest to see if they were safe. Nacho.
So first,
Derek Robert.
We're not. We don't have anything against foot fetish people because they're out there. Trust me, they're out there, and they're not just men.
There's women too.
I dated a woman that was obsessed with my feet. The weirdest freaking thing I've ever like.
Bro, if I were to wake up and a motherfucker is so sucking on my foot, my whole foot is in their mouth, I'm screaming. I'm screaming. And once I calm down, there's going to be a homicide.
Well, first off, period. You don't have to worry. You won't be doing the killing. Eric could be doing the killing. We all know that. That first off, wrong person to be sucking toes. Is TJ, because Erica got you on a hit right then and there. It's over.
That's my bodyguard.
What's the thing that kids say? It's on site.
It's on site. On hood. It's on site.
Erica's taking him out right then and there.
I swear. The torment. And you know what's crazy, though? I couldn't bring myself to tell you and Trey, like, yeah, man, I woke up, dude was sucking on my foot. And like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You guys would laugh.
Did you read the newspaper? Some guy said he was in the hotel same time as you. He said he woke up size 15. Said it tastes like chicken ass.
He was sucking on toast. I couldn't live that down.
Weren't you kicking chickens?
I couldn't live that down. There's no way I could live that down.
That is crazy. And it's a weird story, but just knowing there's people out there, don't put it past that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
I have heard stories of people saying, hey, you have pretty feet, I'll pay you money. And the foot fetish is real.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have pretty feet and you want to make money, go do it online, because you are going to make some damn money.
I saw a guy, he posts foot pics posing as a woman.
I it's crazy. I played sports and I'm hard on my feet and I love being barefoot, but I have really, really nice soft feet. It's the craziest thing. One of my exes, she was just like, she hated that. She'd be like, why do my feet feel... a whole nother story what she would say, because it was kind of bad what she would say. But then she'd be like, why are your feet so damn soft and you're walking barefoot all the time? Because I love being barefoot.
Yeah.
I've thought about it. I was like, man, if I can make money selling my feet, I would do it, because I know there are weirdos out there.
They would pay.
Because hearing that a guy woke up for another guy sucking on his feet, I've had that where a girl, it threw me off, T. I literally was just like, what are you doing? And she's like, I want to suck on your toes. And I was like, the fuck? We ain't come out of the shower. I just took off my Jordans. I've been walking for 8 hours.
Oh, shoot.
Something is. But again, we're not judging you. But we know you're out there listening.
We know you're
damn,
out there.
You damn weirdos will be in my room looking at my damn feet going, ooh.
Whole ass foot in the mouth.
No.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. Foot fetishes.
Just reminds me of the damn movies. What is it? Year One, when have you seen Year One?
I need to revisit it.
Or even like Harold and Kumar too, when he goes in the basement, that the guy's there. That's just what it reminds me of. Just waking up and somebody's just there going, I know what you did.
I know what you like, did. What? You shut your ass up and go to bed.
That's the type of stuff that would happen. But like, oh, would it put God. A bad, would you? That's the type of stuff that you would wake up and you'd be like, I'm definitely dreaming. I'm going to go back to sleep. This shit ain't happening.
It's
and then
real.
You look at Erica and you're just, she's like, what's wrong? I'd be like, we're leaving now. What happened to you? Just keep on
just
walking.
Leave everything.
Just
we could buy new shit.
Nope.
Oh,
that
good.
Is disturbing. That is definitely disturbing, but I don't put it past people.
Oh.
The stuff that I hear and read and if. Even experienced, it's just, yep.
Mm-mm.
It's just crazy.
Mm-mm. It's the world we live in.
I don't see it though. It's just weird.
Yeah,
the whole foot thing is just, yep.
It's crazy.
But if you listeners out there wanna, if you got that type of fetish and you need a $50 per pic, I'll definitely send you some good
extra
photos.
Extra income. If you want to see these toes. By all means, they're for sale.
Oh man, crazy!
Oh shit, that's an episode.
That definitely was an episode. That's the way to end it, T. That definitely was very strange. I'm gonna be sleeping with my blankets over my feet.
It brings a whole new fear of keeping your feet outside of the blankets.
Oh.
A whole new fear.
It just, do you think about how many times you're in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and how many people could just slip in?
Oh yeah,
while you're just passed.
That's
out.
Why you double lock it. That's why you double lock that shit. You don't have to.
Or you don't even know you're in freaking Walt Disney and how they have tunnels all over the place.
Seeing,
you don't know where anything.
Seeing,
is.
That's a little scary. That's a little scary.
Yep.
Well, should you got anything else for the listeners out there, Notch?
No, this is a great episode. It's we'll catch some more stuff next episode. I really want to hit back on the 90s.
Yes.
I want to hear your input on the 90s. We want to do some stuff on the 90s and herbs and being healthy and stuff like that. So catch us on the next episode, I think that's what we're going to hit.
Yep.
And next time.
We'll definitely put out a question of something that relates to the 90s. So be on the lookout on Instagram and Facebook, and even on Spotify for podcasts on the next episode. Or actually, I can put it at the end of this episode for you guys to answer, and then your answer will be on the next episode, which will be episode 7.
Definitely. But like I said before at the beginning, stay warm. Mm. It's definitely going to be cold the next couple days.
Yes, it is.
We'll talk about it. We'll see how it was. I'm about to go take my husky outside, and he loves to play out in the snow, so I'm about to freeze my ass off.
Oh, man. Well, yep, yeah, you stay warm. Everybody stay warm. Listen to the new episodes, be on the lookout, and just be safe, stay cool, stay warm.
Yep. Well, we'll catch you later, team.
All right, y'all.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.
Later.